Same ground, different sound. You're on Homo Ground. This is Scantron with episode 179.
Convince anybody else, 'cause I'm fucking perfect. I don't care what you say. I'm the only opinion matters anyway. I don't care what you think about the things I've done. Who's gonna feel the guilt? Yeah, I'm the only one.
Welcome to another episode of Homo Ground. I'm recording this now from Brooklyn, being snowed in. There's a lot of snow outside and all up and down the East Coast. So I hope wherever you are, you're warm. And if you're not, then I hope you'll get warm. And I hope this episode will at least warm your ears, or at least maybe warm your heart. We just had a really awesome celebration last Thursday, a few days ago, up here in New York. We celebrated Homo Ground's 5-year anniversary, birthday, whatever you want to call it, 5 years of doing this thing. So thanks to everyone who came out. It was so much fun, and I got to meet so many people who has had their music on Homo Ground that I've never met before. And it was really great to meet people who have listened to the podcast for a really long time and to see old friends and familiar faces. And thanks so much to Acast and the Projective Space for letting us have the party at their space, at their offices. And if you haven't checked out Acast, it's a new podcast discovery app. You can find some new podcasts and you can also listen to Homo Ground on it. And thanks also to Yedog Vegan for serving your delicious and healthy hot dogs, and to PBR for supplying us with beer that we drank way too quickly. The song that you heard at the beginning of this episode is called Fucking Perfect by Grandad, a band from Alaska that writes music about heartbreak, anger, and gay identity. The lead singer of the band, Kellen, wrote to us saying, "I strive to make music that I would have wanted to listen to as a closeted gay teenager, and we would love the opportunity for our music to reach those who need it the most." The band says that being musicians in Alaska is a struggle. It's difficult to find connections, book tours, and get people to listen when being so far removed. The state is still very much conservative, and discrimination is still very prevalent towards those who are out. Coming up is their song Kirstie Alley's Rules to a Good Time off of their 2015 EP titled Dumped, and you can check out the music video for the song at Homoground TV. And to find more information about this band and links to their website, head over to homoground.com/episode179.
I'll tear myself apart, board by board, until there's nothing left in my heart. There's nothing anymore. You were my reason to smile, reason to bleed. Now my mouth is full of wine, lies and broken teeth. You better grow up fast now, you gotta earn your stripe. The lessons you learn now, they can be taught overnight.
Up next is Cutters, a four-piece band from Brooklyn and Long Island, New York, made up of Pierce Lightning, Brian Diodat, John Luther, and Michael Strainees. Cutters was born out of the notion that survival is hard, and in order to survive and to reclaim some semblance of yourself is to actually do something, to be more than just chunks of yourself that life poisons. Cutters also believes that punk rock is about caring for other people, places, spaces, and every road in between. We're all longing for a sense of belonging and a reminder that we're not alone. Cutters will be on tour this March on the East Coast on their way to South by Southwest. And coming up, I've got tracks off their newest 7-inch that came out last fall called Both Neither. And if you want to check out a video for the first song I'm about to play called Wicked and Divine, you can head over to homoground.tv. And as always, head over to homoground.com/episode179 for the episode notes to find more information about Cutters and everything else you want to know, like their tour dates and ways you can buy their music to support them. Coming up are the songs Wicked and Divine, Fade to Black, and List of People Buried at Arlington National Cemetery.
Till the sun comes up.
will burn out brilliantly. Where's the fun in fading out quietly? As the sun melts out wings, your arms around me, I'll kiss you goodbye as our bodies plunge into the sea. It all starts out the same on resolution day. Take me back to your room and say, kiss me, I wanna feel right, but I'm too busy getting high. I started to tell you you were in a dream I had. All our friends were in the backyard. Everyone was wearing black. Then right there you stopped me. You asked, did anyone have sex? I stammered, no, I don't think so. You sighed, keep this to yourself. This is how we act. Sometimes I think of all the future songs I'll write about the past, but someone sad somewhere will click repeat to make these feelings last. Like there's a closet in my brain where I can hide. There is no back. The insanity of doing the same thing over and over till I collapse. This is
Up next is Giant Kitty, a four-piece band from Houston, Texas, made up of Miriam, Cassandra, Glenn, and Trinity. They are releasing their debut album titled This Stupid Stuff at the end of this month. The lead singer identifies as Syrian American Muslim queer, and the album addresses serious topics like Islamophobia, while also showing their sense of humor and love for Keanu Reeves. You can catch their album release party on January 29th at Walters Downtown in Houston, Texas, and they have a bunch of other shows around Texas coming up. So if you want to find a list of all of those shows, head over to homoground.com/episode179. Coming up is the title track called This Stupid Stuff, followed by America's Dad, Borrow My Skirt, and Old People Sex.
Don't dare cause a fuss, don't be one of those people. You have to earn respect and love just like the rest of us. You have to live in the world.
So go ahead and borrow my furs. I'm not really sure what you want from me. Ask me a question, tell me honestly. Does this not fit into your policy? So go ahead and become a part of me. Do you want under my skin? Well, take off your pants and let's begin. I don't even know where you've been, but I'll wear your pants to match my skin.
Coming up next is King Azaz, a band made up of two quiet, non-binary queer punks from Philadelphia who make loud music about relationships, mental illness, and falling off bikes. Their biggest challenge currently is finding spaces that they feel comfortable both being and performing in. They told us, the act of performing makes you vulnerable, so playing to an audience or in a space that isn't comfortable can be emotionally draining. They'll be playing an all-ages show on February 19th at The Waiting Room in Philly with Warriors, Hurry, and Blow Dryer. You can find a link to that Facebook event on homoground.com/episode179. Coming up are songs from their album Tunnels, which they released last year. Here are the songs Graveyards, The Midwest is Only a Home, For Lovers and Hypocrites, and Elm Street.
We'll be right back.
right, coming up next is the Nervous Breakdowns, a band that started playing on the streets of San Francisco, and they now split their time between there and New York. They debuted their sound illegally on Castro Street with a generator in tow, while their frontman, Kayla Ramos, dressed as Courtney Love. They were instantly a local spectacle. While capturing the hearts and complaints of passerbys, they managed to capture a great deal of this punk rock cabaret on video. Having a filmmaker as a frontman has not only left them with a montage of guerrilla footage, but also a time capsule of San Francisco's heyday. Kayla and drummer Charlene Villegas met in film school and are currently working on a documentary about the band and its relevancy to San Francisco. Using the band as a vehicle to explore the then culturally rich and diverse city of San Francisco to the tech zone it is now, while touching on the same theme from New York City to London. Gender bending, gentrification, multi-ethnicity, sexuality, and its relation to music are at the surface of this film. And much like this band, it has to come from the underground to be seen and heard. So head over to homoground.com/episode179, and you can find links to their websites if you're interested in finding out more about this film. But for now, I've got four songs by them called Undependent, The Boonies, Rock Show, and Spy Movie featuring Jean Marie.
your charms, they bind me. You breathe, I sigh, I speak out of tune, and your voice is so disarming, just like you.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Homo Ground. If you're just tuning in for the first time, thanks so much. You can listen to all past episodes at homoground.com. We're on iTunes, we're on Acast, Stitcher, radio app. We're in a ton of places, so you'll be able to find us and let us know what you think. You can hit us up on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We're on all of those things. You can leave us an iTunes review if you'd like. And you can find links to all those things at homoground.com. Last week, episode 178, Jackson put together a really great tribute episode to David Bowie, who unfortunately passed away recently. The episode features a lot of really heartfelt cover songs by bands that have been a part of the Homoground family for a while. And the songs are really beautiful, and they were all recorded the week that David Bowie passed away. I know a lot of people were definitely affected by his death, so if you were a David Bowie fan, you might find some solace in this episode. And to close out this episode, going to leave you with one more David Bowie cover song by Brett Gleeson. He recorded this last week also. This is The Man Who Sold the World. And if you're not familiar with Brett, he has been a very big part of Homoground. He put together our CMJ showcase that we did at Friends and Lovers a couple years back. And he's an amazing singer-songwriter. He's currently recording a new album, and he also writes for The Huffington Post. So check him out. And here's his song, The Man Who Sold the World by David Bowie, covered by Brett Gleeson, and we'll see you next time.
We passed upon the stair, we spoke in was and when. Although I wasn't there, he said I was his friend, which came as a surprise. I spoke into his eyes. I thought you died alone a long, long time ago. Oh no, not me. Never lost control. Your face to face with the man who sold the world. I laughed and shook his hand and made my way back home. I searched a foreign land. For years and years I roamed. I gazed a gazeless stare. We walked a million hills. He must have died alone a long, long time ago. Who knows? Not me. We never lost control. Your face to face with the man who sold the world. Who knows? Not me. We never lost control. Your face to face with the man who sold.